Well, Fremont Mills, a dominant postseason winner over St. Edmund tonight. Sawyer Forney, Mason Reed, Carter Rycroft among the stars tonight. Sawyer, we'll start with you. You guys are making the long drive home with a win. How are we feeling?
I'm feeling good. I mean, obviously, postseason wins always great. I mean, we came into the game knowing it'd be a pretty tough matchup. I think our defense won the game. I mean, we just stuck to what we knew we could do, and it worked out for us.
Jumped on them early. How important was it to start fast?
Oh, it was – I mean, it's so important. I mean, we set the tone – like I always say, we set the tone on defense, and then, I mean, we just – everyone gets hyped from there, and it just worked for us tonight.
Seemed like offensively, whatever you guys were wanting to do tonight, you were able to. Obviously, it runs through you. Take me through, you know, the offensive execution tonight.
I mean, it starts with the coaches' calls. I mean, we just listen to them. I mean, it's up to me to pull it or not, to throw it out, run it, whatever. I mean, it's really all them. I just listen to what they say.
Thoughts on the passing game tonight?
It was good. I mean, better than what it's been in the past. I mean, we caught the balls today, and then the line gave me a really good pocket, and then if it was really good pocket, I just scrambled out and then took it. So
let's go over to Mason now. You know, a really big night for you. How are we feeling?
Feeling awesome. It's always good to walk into someone's house and beat them upright.
Sawyer really credited the defense. Obviously, you were a big part of that. Speak to overall the defensive performance tonight.
We came out and we got back-to-back picks, interceptions. We held them. We came back, scored on those two drives after the interceptions. And when you start the game like that, you start pretty well. You just play football from there.
You had, I think, 3 sacks. I mean, you were in the backfield, it felt like, on every play. How were you able to do that?
The inside move was setting up really well. I'd fake the out and then I'd go in. They weren't really ready for it. And I'm a bigger dude, so they're going to double team me, but I'm just going to overpower them.
Speak to the pride that you guys take in the defense. I mean, you guys have been really good this year on that side of the ball.
We've been really focused since the get-go. Especially now in playoff football, we're not ready to be done. The seniors aren't ready to give it up. So we're just going to keep focused. Hopefully we can make a run.
Go over to Carter now. I mean, how are we feeling leaving with a win?
Feeling good. Always good to get a postseason win.
Speak to your involvement offensively tonight. You have a rushing touchdown, couple receiving touchdowns. You know, a really, really big game for you.
Yeah, thanks, Sawyer Forney. I mean, he's doing what he does best, but when he gives it to me, I run to score.
Speak to kind of how you got involved tonight. What were you doing well, you feel like?
Pass game was really good. We had a nice pocket and we could throw this week, so.
Still not done. I mean, how exciting is it to keep your season going?
It's good. Definitely senior year. Didn't want this to be our last game. Had to fight for it.
Well, hey, gentlemen, awesome job tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Coach. I mean, you guys had a long bus ride, and you come up here and you take care of business. I mean, how do you kind of sum up what you saw from the guys tonight?
You know, just proud of their focus and effort. You know, we talked about we wanted to see perfect effort, and I think we saw that tonight. Kids did a great job downfield blocking the tackles. I mean, I thought they did a great job all night. Just really proud of the way they were focused all week long.
Jump on them early and often. I mean, how important was it to start fast and kind of keep your foot on the gas there in the first half?
You know, we always talk, you know, we always take the ball because we want to score first. That's kind of our goal, and you kind of get up on a team like that. And so the goal is to score. Obviously, you score as much as you can. But, you know, just if you can get up on a team early, just the psyche of it. So that's kind of the whole point. We don't want to give them, you know, we don't want to give them any life or any thoughts they can hang in with us. That was kind of the goal.
Offensively, it seemed like you guys were kind of able to do what you wanted, whether that was by air or by the ground. Speak to what you liked offensively.
Yeah, offensively, we were able to run. I think we ran the same play the whole first quarter, and they kind of took that away from us. So then we kind of switched it to, you know, slinging it around a little bit. We run a lot of RPO stuff, and Sawyer does a great job of, you know, reading and making the right play. And he did two or three tonight, did a great job of that.
I know you guys take a lot of pride in the defense, and you guys were all over the place on that side of the ball tonight. What'd you like?
Just again, how fast and physical we are. You know, that's something we preach at Fremont Mills. We want to be fast. We want to be physical. We want to be effort-filled the whole night, and that's what our guys were. And, you know, they take pride in playing defense, you know, so.
You know, guys like Sawyer, John, I mean, they get a lot of headlines because, you know, they're the skill guys. But, man, Mason Reed was a game-changer tonight.
Mason Reed was absolutely a dog tonight, you know. And he does – you know, we talked about we needed him to turn it on here in the playoffs, and tonight I thought he did that. It was effort. He was all over the place. He was physical, and, you know, he just did a great job of getting pressure on the quarterback.
You know, last couple of years you guys have got to this round and, you know, things have not gone your way. What did you maybe learn from those experiences, and how good does it feel to be on this side of it tonight?
It feels really good with a 3.5-hour bus ride. Thanks, Mr. Chizik. So it feels really good. It's getting that monkey off our back. You know, we haven't been in the second round in a couple of years, and it's just big to, you know, we're in the trophy round now, as we like to call it. And so that's big for us.
Don't know yet. I'd imagine either another long bus ride or a really good Audubon team. Regardless of who it is, what's it going to take for you guys to go wherever you go and take care of business?
Well, wherever, whoever we play next, we have to be physical for four quarters. We have to execute, protect the football. You know, classic coach speak. You know, we gotta do it. So wherever we go, whoever we play, we're going to give it our best effort. And you know, if it is Coach Burks and Audubon, you know, we'll go high five the bull before we roll into town. If we get a long bus ride, we'll do that again, Mr. Chizik.